This article is called Symbols of the Season, written for us by Wendy Healy, freelance writer, member of Trinity Lutheran Church in Brewster, New York. Move over, inflatable yard Santa and giant illuminated snowman. Here comes Jesus. That's how retired pastor Luther Swicegood, a member of Mount Tabor Lutheran Church in West Columbia, South Carolina, talks about a style of outdoor lighted Christmas decorations he created. His large lighted Christograms are a spin-off of chrismons, handmade tree ornaments shaped like religious symbols and ancient Greek letters. Swicegood got the idea for his Christograms in 2017, when his neighbor went all out in decorating their yards for Christmas. "I didn't want my house to be dark," he said. "My residential area had Santa Clauses, and I needed to light up my yard, so I said, I'll make gigantic chrismon, 7 feet tall, 3 feet wide, made out of wire." Later, he came up with a different name for his creations because the word chrismon was trademarked by Ascension Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia, where those first tree ornaments were first crafted in 1957 by Francis Kipps Spencer. Swicegood was once a supply pastor at Ascension and made chrismons with Spencer, and he named his creations after the word Christogram, which means a graphic symbol of Christ. Swicegood's first Christogram was Kairo, which combines the first two Greek letters in the word Christ. And he made a cardboard pattern of the symbol and then formed the Kairo out of fence wire, illuminated it with string of lights, and decorated it with garland. The unique decoration quickly became a conversation piece. And my neighbors all asked, "What does it mean?" Swicegood said. And it gave me an opportunity to talk about Jesus, who, by the way, has something to do with Christmas. And it wasn't long before Swicegood's Christograms were being displayed at congregations throughout the state. He contacted the Lutheran Men in Mission group at St. Michael Lutheran Church in Greenville, South Carolina, asking if its members wanted to make Christograms. St. Michael member Howard Leonard was happy to discuss the project with him and said members were interested in making Christograms to send to sell as a fundraiser for the church, so Swicegood conducted a construction workshop for the men's group. While Swicegood's original design requires less skill and no power tools, Leonard altered the wire design to make Christogram from plywood. "I'm an engineer, and to me the wire was okay, but I'm a little on the flimsy side," he said. "And if you're going to hang it on your house, it'd be better if it worked well, but to place it in your yard, you'd have to have a post to support to stand it up." The first few designs included a Kairo, an ichthus, or a fish, and an anchored cross. During the congregational fundraiser, St. Michael sold the wire Christograms for $50 and the wooden versions for $100. The project raised about $6,000, Leonard said. Swicegood and Leonard both recommend Christograms as an easy project for congregations to embrace. "We've taken what has been used inside our building to decorate for Christmas and have to put it outside into the public domain," Swicegood said. "This is so theologically sound, inasmuch as Jesus is the light of the world. But he also said to the church, 'You are the light of the world.' Church members go out into the world and shine the light."